Exclusive Rand Paul, Trump avoided a disaster by withdrawing from Syria. By Sean Moran on October 15, 2019. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Breitbart News Daily that President Donald Trump avoided a disaster by withdrawing from Syria. Senator Paul spoke with Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlow as he released his new book, The Case Against Socialism, in which he recounts the horrors of socialism throughout the 21st century, as well as dispelling common myths about socialism. Paul explained his case and vision for freedom in a lengthy interview with Breitbart News Sunday host Matthew Boyle. Paul, a staunch non-interventionist and advocate for President Trump's America First foreign policy, cheered President Trump's withdrawal from Syria. The Kentucky senator said that he believes Trump's withdrawal from Syria is entirely consistent with his foreign policy vision. The senator told Breitbart News Daily that the president could have avoided further entrenchment and conflict in the Middle East by leaving American soldiers in northern Syria. I think the president avoided a disaster and that if 50 soldiers had been killed, could you have imagined the response that could have been unleashed by the United States? And it would have been a conflagration that I think nobody would really desire. Senator Paul also criticized the neoconservative war caucus such as Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, who believe that America cannot negotiate a peaceful resolution with Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Paul said that the best solution for Syrian Kurds is to create an autonomous state in Syria, similar to the one that currently exists for Kurds in Iraq. Their best chance for a permanent sort of place in Syria is actually with Assad. If that comes into being, my hope is that the Syrian Kurds will get something similar to what the Iraqi Kurds and that is a semi-autonomous region like a province. They agree to part of Syria, and they agree not to attack Turkey. And that maybe some sort of peaceful coexistence can happen. Believe it or not, the Iraqi Kurdish area is doing pretty well, Paul said. Pivoting towards Senator Paul's book, Breitbart News Daily host Marlow noted that, despite America being one of the most free market countries, socialism is becoming mainstream. Paul said that his book is to remind people what happened under socialism in the last century. It's associated almost invariably with famine and genocide. The Kentucky conservative rebuked many common myths that socialists such as Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, propagate, including that Scandinavian countries such as Norway and Sweden amount to socialist paradises. He added that in Scandinavia, the middle class pays for their large welfare state, which includes a 25% sales tax, a 60% income tax for most middle class Scandinavians. Senator Paul's interview with Breitbart News Daily follows as he appeared on The View, in which Donald Trump critic Ana Navarro attempted to rebuke Paul's argument that Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro was leading the nation to ruin through his socialist policies. Venezuela has more oil than Saudi Arabia. They were one of the richest countries in South America, and they have been devastated by socialism, Paul told Breitbart News Daily. Maduro is a thug and a socialist. We have to explore the association between thuggery and socialism. And if you don't get that, you're going to keep getting Stalin, Hitler, Mao. How come every time we try socialism, it ends up in authoritarianism? That's the question they need to answer, Paul added. Breitbart News Daily SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.